Prime Minister, ministers, good morning.
Good morning.
On January 9th, 2020, the people of St. Martin went to the polls and elected a new group of parliamentarians, in doing so, creating the basis for the formation of this new government. On January 16th, 2020, based on the results of the elections, I named Ms. Silveria Jacobs as formateur to form a new government. To all who gave their input to the formation process, I hereby also, on behalf of the people of St. Martin, express my appreciation, and in particular, I wish to thank Ms. Silveria Jacobs for her work as formateur. Thank you. Prime Minister, ministers, today, just over 10 weeks since the January 9th, 2020 election, a lot has changed. The peoples of the world and of our island are facing an extraordinary global human and economic crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. This crisis comes amidst the economic recovery and budgetary challenges we are facing due to the impact from Hurricane Irma and amidst the risk of our country being blacklisted by FATF, to name a few. This crisis requires a public health and socioeconomic policy response that exceeds the available resources of our country. This, however, does not mean that we cannot and will not build the resilience to overcome this challenge. On the contrary, the COVID-19 pandemic reminds us again, and now more than ever, that we are interconnected across continents, across countries, across our kingdom, and across and within our borders. We are reminded that each of us is responsible for the well-being of our brother and our neighbor. We are reminded that the people of this island are in this together. And as a people, we are called upon to follow regulations and to act socially responsible to protect each other and the most vulnerable among us. We must stand in solidarity with the residents of our island during these trying times. I would therefore like to take this opportunity to express my immense gratitude to our committed men and women on the front line of this crisis, and in particular to our healthcare professionals for their devoted service. Prime Minister, ministers, you are as such assuming office under extraordinary circumstances. I therefore hereby encourage you to take up your mandate with a united sense of urgency, one anchored on the principles of solidarity, consultation, and cooperation with our people, with our health sector, with our businesses, and with our partners in the North, in the region, and in the kingdom. This will provide and foster the support necessary to effectively contain the disease, limit its socioeconomic consequences, and ultimately secure the well-being of our people. Considering the magnitude of the challenges, it is imperative that government continues to work to secure the confidence necessary to raise the required funds to cushion our economy. Essential priorities in this regard are continued coordinated public health measures to contain the virus, the overdue approval of the Penal Procedural Code to address the risks of the FATF blacklisting, the approval of the 2020 budget as part of government's commitment to sound budgetary and financial management practices, and the rollout of a comprehensive socio-economic recovery plan. And by doing so, offer the support our people and businesses need for an effective socio-economic recovery. Prime Minister, ministers, as you assume your mandate to govern our country in these exceptional circumstances, I trust that you, in keeping with your oath, will work in solidarity, consultation, and cooperation with our people, with our health sector, with our businesses, and with our partners, and thus overcome the challenges to safeguard the well-being of our people. In that regard, there rests on you individually as ministers a great responsibility. Your decisions will have lasting influences on the lives of the people of St. Martin, more so than any government that took office before you. Thus, as you deliberate on taking action on the matters before you during your governing period, I ask you to do so in unity. I wish you wisdom, individually and jointly, in the conduct of your responsibilities as you seek to meet your constitutional responsibility to the people of St. Martin. With that in mind, I hereby congratulate the people of St. Martin with the installation of this new government. And similarly, while we could not shake hands, congratulate each of you with your appointments as Prime Minister, as ministers, and as Minister Plenipotentiary. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless St. Martin and protect its coast. Thank you.